Hey guys, welcome everyone to New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. And you can subscribe to the podcast if you're not already on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, and iHeartRadio. Canada is a great country on most days. Saturday officially marked 1 year since the first COVID-19 lockdown in Wuhan, China. And today, January 25th, 2021, marks the first case of COVID-19 in Canada 1 year ago today. I saw a tweet from a Canadian conservative pundit, Kevin Gaudette. I don't really know who Kevin Gaudette is, but Twitter suggested the tweet, and I thought it was pretty horrific, so I thought I'd bring it up here. Gaudette seems curious as to why we can call it the UK variant, but we shouldn't be calling it the Wuhan flu. Ah, seriously, Kevin? Because society is sort of really racist, and saying shit like that is kind of dangerous to visible minorities. It's not really rocket science, Kevin. Canadian conservatives lately have been heading down a dark, weird path, in my personal opinion, one akin to our Republican neighbors, and I hope it stops. I hope it stops pretty soon. Let's try and keep the racism and bullshit out of Canada's politics if we can. Maybe not use a global pandemic. As tempting as that may be, as political fodder, maybe, Kevin, a little bit? While we have our share of problems in Canada, for sure, both pandemic-related and other, and we definitely have our fair share of challenges going forward in fixing those problems, let's take a minute and remember that people do come to Canada from all over the world, looking for a better life. Let's try and do what we can to make that better life a guarantee. Charlotte Grace Victoria moved to Canada from Wales when she was a child and began her musical journey alone, teaching herself her craft in her bedroom. Today, the artist is 23 years old and produces and creates indie bedroom pop synth music because you can't just have one genre, that's not a thing anymore. And she creates that music under the moniker Elio. The artist just released a new album called Can You Hear Me Now? The album includes her two previously released singles, Hurts to Hate Somebody and Jackie Onassis. The artist's new song is called Charger, that's in all caps by the way. It's out now along with the full Can You Hear Me Now EP on all the places you get your music. This is Charger by Elio. God, that's a classic. 3% away from being stranded. The way I left is way too cinematic. Realization hadn't even landed. God fucking damn it. Don't wanna be put back in a moment where I'd wanna change my own mind. I already got my bags, already cleared the air. Do I even need it that bad? I don't wanna come back cause I left my charger. I don't wanna go back, it'll make it harder. Should be by the bedside, and if I'm right on the left side, yeah. But that'll make it harder. And when you find it, I know you'll think that there's something behind it. Roll your eyes and see she's probably dying. You wait the night and act like you're not trying. But I'm not biting. Charger by Elio. So there's a few different ways that I get music for this show. I spend a lot of time on label websites, just digging through new releases. There's some great little corners of Reddit for Canadian music as well. Sometimes artists post their stuff there and you can find it, which is pretty fun and random. And artists and managers will also submit their tracks directly to us. And you know what? I love getting sent new music. It's exciting and email is fun. Taryn Guest from Troy Alistair sent me a new track last week, and it has been on my playlist ever since. Troy Alistair. The Canadian East Coast alt-rock band Troy Alistair are releasing their new track this Friday. But if you simply can't wait that long for new music from the band, fear not, for I have a shiny new global premiere of Troy Alistair's new track, Business. It will officially be out on January 29th, 2021, along with the rest of the band's debut self-titled album. But in the meantime, it is right here, exclusively on this show, for the next few days. The band had this to say about the album in a release. Quote, "This record is a compilation of songs written, recorded, and produced by frontman Taryn Guest as a reminder to stand up for what you believe in and move on from things in life that are holding you back." End quote. That's pretty awesome. Business by Troy Alistair, as I said, is exclusively available on this show until it's released on January 29th, 2021. So if you were listening on this podcast in the future, it's probably already out and stuff, so you can go check that out. And if you're listening before the future, then you gotta wait, because I don't need to tell you how time works. This is Business by Troy Alistair.
I'm feeling ambitious.
Post Data is an East Coast Canadian indie rock band led by Paul Murphy, frontman of the Juno Award-winning band Winter Sleep. Post Data's debut self-titled album was released in 2010 on Hand-Drawn Dracula Records, a fact that I only bring up because I wanted to say Hand-Drawn Dracula. Also, it is great and you should listen to it. The band's second album was released in 2018, and to be honest, it's even better. It was also nominated for a Nova Scotia Music Award, so I think the professional critics and whatnot might agree with me there, maybe a little. Post Data has a new project coming out shortly, as in March of this year. The new album is called Twin Flames, and the new track is called Nobody Knows. I sat down with Murphy to talk about the new album and the new single, and how the whole album was written in isolation and the experience of creating something like that. Here's my interview with Paul from Post Data. Hey, everybody. I'm here with Paul from Post Data. Paul, thanks for hanging out with me today. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. Can you start by telling me about the Post Data project and what made you want to create it?
Yeah, I guess I've been playing music in a long time in a band called Winter Sleep. And initially this might be a really long explanation, so if you don't need to go too long. But initially I had just like, I had an idea for Winter Sleep's kind of a rock band. So I had this idea of kind of more of an acoustic project. And it wasn't really like, it was kind of more like ideas for songs and not necessarily kind of like, I don't even know how to explain it, kind of like sort of like recordings that I had that I was working on that didn't really fit with Winter Sleep, but the band at the time. And so that was the first record. And then I've kind of just kept the project because it feels like it's a really great outlet for stuff that just doesn't quite fit with the band that I'm in and just things that I just want to try, like kind of like experimental things or just like different kinds of songs I've kept it open as an outlet for that kind of stuff. And it's a really fun project.
As you mentioned, you are the primary songwriter for the band Winter Sleep as well.
Yeah.
Does the way you write music for Post Data now, because I'm assuming this stuff is like new stuff, right?
Yes.
Does the way you write music for Post Data differ at all between the two projects?
I don't know. I guess I have a certain style of songwriting, but I think like in terms of like the song selection, I guess I go for different kinds of songs. So songs that are maybe a little bit darker or like a bit slower. I don't know if I'm describing it all that well, but I don't know. I guess they're both similar in a way, but Winter Sleep's more like it's a group, so it's sort of like you're running the idea through two other people and you're coming up with stuff together. So it's very much a collaborative effort. And this one is I spend a lot more time kind of on my own, sort of recording it and trying different things. I kind of go for it in a different way, kind of. So I guess it definitely feels like it has a different energy, but I think in terms of like the kinds of songs, there are similarities as well.
Let's just talk a little bit about Twin Flames and the album.
Sure.
How does Twin Flames differ from Post Data's previous work?
Okay. Well, this one I did all in basically like right when the first lockdown happened in Nova Scotia. Yep. I started working on it. I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to do it, just because it's kind of a daunting thing to do it, but that way, where you're like working with somebody remotely. Ali Chant was in Bristol at the time, so I did. So yeah, so
that's
we
in the UK,
decided.
Right?
Yeah, that's in the UK. Yeah, so we decided to go ahead with it, but it meant just a lot of work in isolation, like on my own. And yeah, so this one it kind of feels that way as well. So it's kind of like starts with like a vocal, and then I'm kind of adding instruments, like just kind of as I go, kind of adding stuff as I go, and then I would get it to a point and then send it to Ali, and then he would go through it. Whereas, so it kind of has this feeling of sort of almost like it starts as like almost like a bedroom recording sound to it, and then it's just like building it from there. Whereas the first record, there was a little bit of that on the one just before this, but it was also live, like in a room. Like I transposed it into more of a live band kind of environment in the end.
Right.
So I guess it has that would be the more glaring kind of difference, I guess.
You touched on this a little bit, but I do want to just ask you outright, in case there's anything you want to just sort of highlight or reflect on. Sure. So as you said, you recorded this album entirely in isolation, and it was produced over the internet between here and the UK. Can you tell me anything about that experience? Anything that stood out to you as being really, really good about it or really bad about it?
Yeah. I think like something that was initially kind of pretty anxiety inducing was like this, the idea of like, you don't have anyone else around to kind of, if you get hung up on anything, like whether that's like a, the way that you're saying a word or something when you're doing a vocal, or I guess you just don't have anyone to kind of run things past in real time. So you're just kind of like committing a lot of time and a lot of hours into the performances and making a song a certain way. So that's kind of daunting in a way. I've never done that before, where you're just kind of by yourself, like, okay, here's, I'm gonna send this. I spent like 3 days on this song. I'll send it. I hope that Allie likes it enough to like work off of it. So I think it, that was, but in the end, so it starts out kind of like pretty anxiety inducing. But in the end, it was pretty liberating, kind of fun to do it that way, because it's sort of, you kind of get into this mindset where it's, you're just kind of taking chances and kind of just being like, well, this is the best I can do, and kind of the mindset of that kind of kicked in after a while. So it felt really good by the end of it. I was like, nah, I want to do another one. It's awesome.
Very cool, very cool. You mentioned actually in your bio that a lot of this solo writing process was attributed to like your gut instinct, because you didn't have that sort of soundboard, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly. Which I think is really great. And I think a lot of times, like, you go in and you want to, you're working with people, and that's a good thing. But maybe sometimes, that's something I kind of learned from it. Like, maybe sometimes it's a bit of a crutch, like a little bit. Like, you'll be working on something, and as soon as you get sort of like, I don't know, like if everyone thinks it's cool, you'll just continue along that path. Whereas if you're by yourself, you'll really, at least for me anyway, you kind of like go a little crazy on it and try to like, even if it's pretty good, you'll just do it. You'll be a little bit more obsessive about the takes, and you'll do it a lot. You'll try a lot more. Like I would do like, for vocals anyway, I would do like 3 or 4 types of vocal, like, as opposed to like, if you're just in the room, you might, if it feels good right away, you'll just do that style of singing, or like you'll have that kind of whatever treatment you first started doing it that made sense. You'll just go with that, and there's people around, and it's, you're not going to really be like, oh, I just want to try it this really weird way. If that's, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's, I hope I'm articulating that well.
Yeah, but do you feel it's like a more freeing way to write, in the sense that you're not really worried about, you know, other people's time or other people's input?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, totally. Because usually I like that. That's a kind of a good approach too. Like, sometimes you just bang through the vocals and stuff. But this time I really felt like, yeah, you could put time into it. You would do it one day of vocals, and then you're listening to it, and you're like, I'll just try it again tomorrow. And there's no one messing with anyone else's time. You're not on the clock. You're not in a recording studio where it costs a whole bunch of money just to be there. Right. So it was cool in that way. But, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about Nobody Knows, because that's what we're going to be listening to. That's your new song that is out. This album, Twin Flames, comes out March 5th. Is that right?
That's it. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Can you tell me about the new song, Nobody Knows?
Yeah, this one was like pretty, came together pretty quickly. I spent a lot of time working on different songs. Like, some songs take a really long time, they'll take like months to complete, but this one just felt like it was one of those songs that came together in like an afternoon. And even the lyrics and like all the melodies were kind of pretty much there, like even after the first few hours of working on it. So yeah, I guess it started out that way. It felt really good. And then the demo version of it was like, there was no drums on it or anything. So I think we kind of wanted to keep that kind of feeling. It has this kind of like, I don't know, sort of like Paul Simon vibe to it. And so we were kind of trying to keep that sort of spirit when I did the final takes on it. Yeah, so that was one that I spent a lot of time doing vocals for. That was one that I did like the vocals like three times, like did them all for like 3 times. And then the background, I did it mostly in isolation, but the background vocals for this song, it was when the restrictions kind of lifted and we were able to see family. So I went to Yarmouth, and my brother and my two brothers and my mom, I was hanging out with them, and my two brothers did the background vocals for it at my mom's house while she was peeling carrots. So that was kind of a fun. Yes. that was a really great day, because it was like the first, it was like right after just being in lockdown for like 2 months straight. So kind of nice.
So the lyrics in this song are very sort of reflective of kind of like a personal anxiety situation. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like just that idea of not feeling completely comfortable wherever you are, like kind of in your own skin. I think it's sort of like the idea of like just being okay with not feeling super comfortable all the time.
Cool, right on. Why do you think it's important to write music about accepting yourself, about that kind of subject matter?
Well, I think it's important to, I guess it's important to hear that kind of thing, and music is something that people listen to, and I think in that way it's a good medium to kind of have a positive message, I suppose. And for me, it's just like I'll just sing things that are on my mind anyway, so it's kind of like, I think it's just important to kind of what do you even call it, like just a meditation on what you're thinking, and being able to put it into the air is a good exercise.
Nice. Can I ask what Canadian artists you're currently listening to right now? And is there any that are independent that we should know about?
Right. Definitely. There's a friend of mine who's putting out a record, and it's a lovely, lovely record. It goes by the name Dusted.
Dusted.
D-U-S-T-E-D. Dusted. It's really good. He's got some stuff out now, and he's got another record in the works. So I'm listening to that a lot. I'm listening to a guy that plays drums on Nobody Knows. He's in a band called Walrus, and they're from Halifax, and it's psych rock, but also like great songwriting as well.
Awesome.
So that's another one to check out for sure.
Great, cool. What is next for Post Data?
I just always kind of writing songs, but I think for this record, hopefully we'll be doing, in the East Coast of Canada, there's kind of like bubbles, I guess,
right.
between the different provinces. So there's an ability to at least tour a little bit here, and there'd be restrictions on the amount of people there like at venues.
Of course. Yeah.
So I'll be doing that. And I'll probably also, if as long as nothing else happens, and then I'll also be doing as much shows like on the internet as possible. It feels like interesting plans. So I'll be doing as much as I can.
Awesome. Where can we keep up with you? Where can we find more about Post Data?
Right. So I'm on Instagram, and I'll probably do a couple Instagram live shows. So Instagram's probably a good starting point. And this is Post Data, just the handle, I think. And there's a website, postdatamusic.com.
Postdatamusic.com. Awesome.
I always forget the actual the actual.
Yeah, no worries. Everyone, this is Nobody Knows by Post Data. Thank you so much, Paul, for hanging out.
Thanks so much, Ben.
I'm not good when the party is packed. I'm not good when there's nobody left. I'm not good when I'm all by myself. I fear for my health. I fear for my health. I'm not good when the dead day is done. I'm not good when the moon finally comes. I'm not good to tell you the truth. It's all because of you. It's all because of you. Nobody knows your mind. Nobody knows your mind. I don't
Thank you so much again to Paul Murphy from Postdata for hanging out and chatting with me. Check out Twin Flames. You can pre-order that bad boy now. It is out on March 5th, 2021 on Paperbag Records. I am your host, Ben in Toronto, and that is it for me this week. I've had a blast, and thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hanging out with me as always. I will be back with you next Monday for another episode of New Ones at Noon. If you're out there, if you're making great music, or you're listening to great new music that I'm not listening to, tell me about it. Send me an email at benjamin@dropitentertainment.ca. You can also connect with me on social media at Ben in Toronto, and connect with Dropit on social media also at Dropit Entertainment. Don't forget, this show airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio, available online at dropoutentertainment.ca. You can also check out Dropout Radio on the MyTuner Radio app. It's pretty neat. Take care of yourselves this week, everybody, and all the time. We should all do that more, kind of all the time. Check out waterfirst.ngo if you have some time and learn about what you can do to help Indigenous communities in Canada get clean drinking water. Because yes, that is still a problem. And now back to more Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.